The Vikings add a talented, productive linebacker in the draft. He joins us right now. FaceTime Elijah Lee. Congrats, man. You made it to the NFL, and you're a Viking. How's it feel?
That feels really good, just because that's one of the teams I wanted to land with, and that was one of my top teams, you know, one of my favorite teams, just because I get to stay in purple. So, yes. You know, I'm pretty excited about it. I don't have to change too much on color.
Yeah, man. Kansas State Wildcats, they wear purple. So do we. We've got some Kansas State history in Vikings history. Ben Lieber, of course, who's one of our sideline analysts with the Vikings Radio Network, and Terrence Newman, Emmanuel Lemur. I'm sure you've probably been in the same room as those guys, I would imagine, at some point during your career at Kansas State.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we got good history here with those guys. You were productive at K-State, like 180 tackles the last two seasons. What goes into your ability to be able to do that? You're always around the ball.
I've just taken pride in being a ball hawk. And, you know, whenever I was at school, one of our big things was who can get to the ball first. So we were kind of racing every game to talk about who had the most tackles. And most of the time I ended up with it.
Yeah. Are you, you know, whether it's in the huddle or locker room or wherever, are you a leader with some of your teammates? Is that kind of the role that you you came to realize in college?
Oh, yeah. I learned that pretty quick. Whenever I played as a freshman, I had to step up and be a leader. You know, I couldn't be quiet because in the situations at times, you know, sometimes you need a leader to step up and say stuff, and I was put in that position. And it was uncomfortable at times, but, you know, had to do what I had to do.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be really important for you in your first, you know, your first weeks of practices with these players and coaches here in the NFL? What are some things you're going to focus on?
Gaining their trust and just showing them I'm accountable and I'm always on time. And, you know, I'm somebody you could trust and I'm always there.
Yeah. You grew up in the Kansas City area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you somewhat stay home, right? And play at Kansas State. I know it's a little ways away, but I mean, that has to be a pretty cool experience to play so close to home in college and be such a good player.
Yeah, it was nice because whenever you come home, you're still kind of like that college celebrity. Yeah. So whenever you go back to school, you know, you're not too far. And I wasn't too far away from family, which was big. So,
are you ready to be done with combine and pro day and visits and workouts? And it's almost like when you're getting ready for some of those, you know, tests like at your pro day, it's like, you know, you're getting ready for a track meet. Are you ready to play football actually?
Yeah, it's about time. I've been ready to play football. You know, you can judge how fast or, you know, how strong a guy might be. But whenever it comes to football, that goes out the door. Whenever you're a football player, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the strongest, you're the lightest. It just matters how you can ball.
Pretty cool phone call today.
Yeah.
Fun to get that, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't want to be stuck in that situation where I was trying to pick a team. Yeah. I wanted to be picked by a team.
So. And you were. The Vikings got you, and they get a good player in you. We're excited to have you here for rookie camp next weekend, and we'll see you when you get here. In the meantime, enjoy your time with family and friends and celebrate, and congratulations.
All righty. Thanks.
Okay. See you, man.